This is KCUR 89.3. Atchison, Kansas is known for several things, for being the gateway to the West, as the birthplace of Amelia Earhart, and, to a lesser extent, for Benedictine College with its abbey up on the hill. KCUR's Laura Ziegler spent a night in the abbey to learn something about how monks live.
Benedictine College was started to provide Catholic education to children of pioneers and to celebrate Mass with European settlers. About 40 monks live here today, pretty much the same way the Benedictines lived in the 6th century when St. Benedict of Nursia established the order in Italy. The Kansas Abbey is one of the oldest in the country. My guide here is Abbey Archivist Father Dennis Mead. My day begins in the Abbey Cemetery. Father Dennis is 87, but his only sign of age is a slight stoop in his shoulder. I'm with him for most of the next 24 hours, often finding myself in the shadow of his flowing black robe, trying to keep up with his pace. He's been with the Abbey for 66 years, gone only to do missionary work in Brazil and to study in Rome.
I was walking down in this narrow street, and I see two motorcycles coming along, putt, 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 putt. And then there was a car behind them, and I said, oh, I wonder who that is. So it was the Pope. He waved.
At the regular 5 p.m. Mass, students stream into the church to join the monks to take the Holy Eucharist. Monks with the Order of St. Benedict live by the Rule of St. Benedict, a 6th century booklet that lays out exhaustive parameters for Benedictine life and the schedule of prayers. These monks don't take a vow of silence like others you might know, but there are strict times when you can talk and when you can't. They can converse at lunch, for example, but not during breakfast or dinner. After dinner, it's Vespers, where again Father Dennis is my guide and tutor.
We have a little introduction which is sung, and then we sing this.
All the terrors of the night and Satan's
heart. I have to admit, at first, I was kind of anxious at the Abbey. It was so quiet. I'm not used to it. But during the lovely Vesper service, a calm came over me. It was as if the collective blood pressure was all going down. After Vespers, Father Dennis escorts me down the dimly lit, echoing halls where the monks live. The only sound is a thump, thump of an elderly father's walker. Most of these men are on the elderly side, and while their numbers have dwindled to about a third of what they were 50 years ago, there's recently been an uptick in younger men seeking monastic life. Father Jake Heith, the chaplain at Benedictine College, thinks he knows why.
I always like to say that I was a child in the 80s. We were the me generation, very selfish. This generation is also the me generation with a lot of despair. And they know that about themselves. That's the curiosity. They know that.
What they call the night silence begins with the 8 p.m. bell. The monastery goes quiet. At 6 a.m., there are morning prayers, then breakfast. After breakfast, the monks fan out into the community. They teach at the college and parish schools. Others take care of the chores that keep the abbey up and running.
What do you want from Walmart here?
That's Father Ralph Kohler. He's a wisecracking 87-year-old and a former abbot or head of the Atchison Abbey.
One is writing a story. She wants to write a story about you.
We love it when he comes in to shop because he always entertains us. Of course, if I'm on a ladder, he asks me if I get a raise. And
you have to climb way up to the top of it to shop.
And this guy, I don't know what.
This guy is Brother Tim McMillan. He's 28, and he decided to join the monastery while at Benedictine College. A cheery redhead with a full red beard, every Tuesday he takes Father Kohler along for the outing to Walmart. Brother Tim scours the shelves for grape nuts, batteries, and deodorant while Father Ralph pushes the cart, stopping to engage workers. My time here made me even more curious about this life, especially for the younger men like Brother Tim.
There's at times a temptation to kind of forsake the monastic life and experience other ways of life. But there are many, you know, different ways to live your life. It's impossible and impractical to, you know, chase every desire because you're going to end up with nothing.
As I went to say goodbye to the monks, later that morning I found Brother Levin Harton playing chess with a fellow Benedictine grad. Father Matthew Habiger was reading the Wall Street Journal, and the last monk I talked to was Father Roderick Giller. He left me with this explanation of what Abbey life gives him.
I'm 82 years old, and I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about cooking my own food. You know, I know when I die, I'll be buried in the Abbey cemetery. I am thankful that I don't have to worry about all those things.
Father Roderick says without these worldly concerns, he's free to practice his vows, stability, obedience, and conversatio morum, or conversion to the customs of monastic life. And with this, he says he can focus on his departure from this earth. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.